This is Dave Brown, and welcome to the Frontline Freedom and Venture Therapy Podcast. As an adventure therapy nonprofit organization, we cater to frontline workers, especially those in the public safety and healthcare sectors. On this podcast, we cover relevant topics to public safety and our frontline workers' overall health by exploring the mental health benefits gained through outdoor recreation, leadership development, and self-improvement. If you have a story you'd like to share, send us an email at podcast@frontlinefreedom.org. If you're looking for more information about Frontline Freedom Adventure Therapy trips, check out our website at www.frontlinefreedom.org. Welcome back to the show, everyone. Today, we are going to take a look at how the simple act of reading can benefit your mental health and resiliency. Maintaining mental well-being is as critical as your physical strength in the demanding world of first responders. Balancing the high-stress nature of the job with self-care and personal growth can be challenging. However, one tool that is often overlooked in this context is reading. Reading goes beyond a mere pastime or an educational requirement. It's a powerful medium that can significantly contribute to our mental health. According to a recent survey, most Americans own at least one physical book. I literally just made that up. I'm assuming that everyone listening probably owns at least one book. But there is a correlation observed between higher education levels, age, and book ownership, which kind of makes sense as well. This prevalence of books in our lives points to the importance and impact of reading on our lives. And reading has been linked with numerous mental health benefits. It allows us to escape from our immediate surroundings and dive into different worlds, experiences, and perspectives. It provides relaxation and stress relief, serving as a form of therapy by allowing us to disconnect from our immediate stressors. This aspect can be particularly beneficial for first responders who often face high-stress situations. A remarkable benefit of reading is its ability to foster empathy, which is an essential element in the emotional toolbox of first responders. Empathy, the ability to understand and share the feelings of others, is more than a simple interpersonal skill. It's an emotional intelligence competency that enables us to connect with others on a deeper level, facilitating meaningful interactions and relationships. When we read, we immerse ourselves in the narrative, stepping into the shoes of characters, experiencing their joys, their sorrows, their challenges, and their triumphs. This vicarious experience allows us to understand perspectives and emotions that may be vastly different from our own, which helps cultivate that sense of empathy. We begin to see the world through other people's eyes, broadening our understanding and acceptance of diverse experiences and viewpoints. Now, in the realm of first responders, empathy is not just beneficial, it's crucial. First responders are often the first point of contact in moments of crisis. They interact with individuals who are experiencing extreme stress, fear, or grief. In such situations, the ability to have empathy and to empathize and to understand and share the feelings of those individuals can make a significant difference. Empathetic first responders can establish trust quickly, easing the fears of those they are assisting and creating a calming presence in chaotic situations. They can communicate more effectively, tailoring their approach to meet the emotional needs of a unique situation. Furthermore, empathy allows first responders to anticipate the needs of others, enhancing their responsiveness and effectiveness on the job. Yet, the cultivation of empathy goes beyond improving job performance. It contributes to our own personal growth, enriching interpersonal relationships, and enhancing the understanding of human nature. As such, reading serves as a conduit for developing empathy, making it a valuable tool for both professional competence and personal development. In the vast universe of literature, books serve as a repository of human experience, preserving the wisdom of ages, the lessons of life, and the reflections of minds. Each page turned unveils a new vista of understanding, presenting us with insights into the experiences of others. For first responders, this wealth of knowledge and wisdom found in books can be particularly valuable. Reading about the experiences of others in similar roles or circumstances can provide an opportunity to learn from their triumphs and tribulations. Autobiographies and memoirs of professionals who have navigated high-stress environments offer firsthand accounts of their journey, providing a rich tapestry of experiences from which to draw lessons. These narratives illuminate the challenges faced, the strategies employed, and the resilience displayed, offering valuable guidance for those finding themselves in similar roles. And as a side note, if you haven't yet read Callsign Chaos from General Mattis, you're kind of missing out because he points to reading in that specific point because he says you're functionally illiterate to continue to do your mission, to do your job, because the experiences that you will have on the job aren't enough to guide you through the next one. So you need to rely on other people and what they have done to get through it. That way you're better prepared to handle the next topic that comes up. And this extends even into fictional works featuring characters in high-stress jobs, because that can also provide unique insights. While it is fiction, they often reflect the realities of such roles, capturing emotional, psychological, and physical demands associated with them. The characters navigating crisis situations or making split-second decisions or dealing with the aftermath of intense events all serve to highlight the complexities of those jobs. And they offer a reading, the readers a chance to explore hypothetical scenarios, evaluate different responses, and consider potential reactions, promoting analytical thinking and decision-making skills. Beyond the acquisition of knowledge and strategies, reading these works promotes introspection. And as we dive into those narratives, we are prompted to reflect on our own experiences, attitudes, values, and beliefs. And we might find ourselves identifying with certain characters, empathizing with their struggles, or questioning their actions. And this process of reflection is integral to personal growth, fostering self-awareness, enhancing understanding, and shaping our approach to our roles. The act of reading, in its most profound sense, is more than just decoding words on a page. It invites us to an immersive dialogue, not only with the author's thoughts, but with our own internal narratives. And this engagement simulates reflection, a process that urges us to evaluate our actions, beliefs, and values critically. Reflection, which is derived from the Latin root reflectere, meaning to bend back, is a mental process where experiences are examined thoughtfully, transforming them into learning opportunities, and it is a cornerstone of developing personal mental well-being. It serves as a mirror to our psyche and reveals the contours of our thoughts, emotions, and behaviors. And in the context of first responders, this reflective process gains and adds layers of significance. First responders often navigate high-stress situations that can leave a substantial emotional and psychological imprint. Reflecting on these experiences and activities becomes a crucial self-care strategy. It offers a safe space to process encounters, examine reactions, and understand our own emotions. And reading can act as a catalyst for this introspective, because those narratives, whether they echo the reader's experiences or introduce them to unfamiliar circumstances, can prompt us to reflect on our own professional encounters. And you might find that the correlation between the character's experiences and your own trigger a process of comparison and analysis. For instance, a character's response to a crisis situation might prompt a first responder to question, how would I have reacted in that situation? What would I have done differently? And such reflections can lead to a lot of insights and growth when it comes to making our own decisions, that when we face something similar in the future, we've already somewhat been exposed to it and kind of know what to do next. And reading can also foster resilience and mental strength for our first responders, because as we engage with various narratives, we encounter people who get through things or get around it or whatever your choice of verbs are. But in the face of adversity, they'll display courage, grit, resilience. And all these stories can kind of have a powerful reminder of what our true human potential is. So in essence, reading is not just a passive act. It actively engages the reader in a process of reflection and introspection, fostering personal growth and mental well-being. For first responders, this journey can offer valuable insights, promote resilience, and equip you with the mental strength necessary to navigate the demanding roles effectively. It isn't always the first step in our mental health maintenance kit, but picking up a book can do us wonders. Learn to enjoy it without making it a must-do. Start off small. I like Ryan Holiday's books because I get very bored very quickly when I try to read. So the way that his writing style is, I want to say his chapters are 1,000 words to maybe 1,500 words per chapter. So you're literally turning the page 1 to 2 pages and you're already done with a chapter. So it's a nice break and it's not too time commitment oriented. So it's a good way to kind of ease into that. I've read like 4 or 5 of his books now and have enjoyed every one of them. I've gotten something out of each one. So that's just my food for thought for the day. As always, I really appreciate you listening. Please stay safe and take care of one another.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Frontline Freedom Adventure Therapy Podcast. If you have a story you'd like to share, send us an email at podcast@frontlinefreedom.org. And if you're looking for more information on Frontline Freedom Adventure Therapy trips, check out our website at www.frontlinefreedom.org.